Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Noted Eagles fan Jim said, false start on the tush push. Quote, this is why I'm not commenting when the entire line moves before the ball leaves the ground. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it is, I think it is less, and this is for the Chiefs, and it's for the Eagles, who are the other, according to the public, primary beneficiaries of this reality. I think it is largely this lack of calls, especially the ones that are common. It is hits on Mahomes. And I do think there have been a few, not a ton, not as many as some of you make it out to be, but I do think there have been some hits on Mahomes that likely would not draw a flag if they were on other quarterbacks around the NFL. I think that, again, the Chiefs have been the biggest perpetrators of false starts, and that includes the Eagles over the past few years. But I think the Eagles right now, with the tush push, it has become so obvious, scratch that, it has become so common that they false start on that play that referees are like, what are we going to do? Are we just going to call a false start every time that they do the tush push? And the answer for me is, well, yeah, if they're false starting, right? Like, I'm a, and this is, maybe it's just me, I'm a stickler for the rules. And maybe it's because I have a 2019 NFC Championship game hangover, or maybe it's just because if the rules of a game are not enforced, what the hell's the point of the game? Right? If the rules are selectively enforced, or maybe worse, subjectively enforced in some spots and not in others, then what is the point of playing the game? There's no integrity to that game. It's kind of like that old example of when you play basketball out there in the front yard with the nephew, and every time you score, they make up a new rule. No, 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 Uncle Rob, you can't do that. You're taller than me, so you can't shoot a layup. And then I shoot one from the free throw line. No, 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 Rob. Uncle Rob, you can't do that. You can't shoot when I'm not facing you. Like, there's always a new rule so that the kid can win. At that point, you go, dog, I'm about to dunk on my 8-year-old nephew if that's what I got to do. Because what's the point of doing anything else if I'm going to L because rules are so subjective in this game? At least I'm going to embarrass them a little bit in the process. I think that's kind of the argument, kind of the discussion as far as I'm concerned. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are rocking and rolling on a No Ball Tuesday. That would be no with a K and a W on both sides of it. A No Ball Tuesday where we are talking all the things that went down last night in the World Series. By the way, did you know last night, I did not even think about this until I got deep into the evening. When I came to the realization, man, there's a lot of sports on TV right now. In fact, all four major leagues were in action last night. In fact, last night was the 32nd sports equinox, where we had all four leagues in action on one night. In fact, I went and I pulled up some stats about this because I was curious. I got into this thought at like midnight last night because after the Monday Night Football game went off the air, I flipped over the baby screen. I flipped over, watched some late night Left Coast hockey as I was also watching two baseball games in one baseball game. Last night was the 32nd sports equinox in the last 54 years since the first sports equinox, which took place on Sunday, October 17th of 1941. In that game, or in that night, we had World Series Game 1, we had 12 NFL games, we had NBA opening night, and we had 6 NHL games all happening at the same time. The super equinox has happened one time. In fact, not only did it happen one time, but I was on the air here and we celebrated it. Now, not me and Lonzo, because I was still working with Diesel in the noon slot at the time, but it was all the way back in 2020, September 10th of 2020. In that night, we had all four major leagues, not just Major League Baseball, but all four major sports leagues in action, plus the MLS was playing playoff games, the WNBA was playing its championship still, and the U.S. Open was happening at that spot. The sports equinox is more rare than a no-hitter. It is more rare than a natural hat trick. It is more rare than a PGA Tour hole-in-one. It is statistically more rare than an NBA 50-point game, which we've had, I believe, two so far this, or just one. I think Austin Reeves have one. I thought somebody else had one. Doesn't matter. It's more rare than that. Because as long as we have one more 50-point game this year, and we will, we are three games deep into the regular season, that'll be two in 1 year. We get a sports equinox about once every year and a half or so. And according to a survey, the sports equinox impacts 86% of Americans. A national survey found that 86% of Americans claim fandom of at least one team in the four major leagues. 75% of Americans claim fandom of at least one team in multiple major leagues, and 50% of Americans claim fandom of at least one team in all four major leagues. Doesn't mean that they watch as much of one as the other, but if you're a guy in Pennsylvania, you may be a Penguins fan. That's a different team. You may be a Penguins fan, a Steelers fan, a Pirates fan, and what sport am I missing now? Oh, 76ers fan, Philadelphia. So about 50% of Americans are fans of a team in all four leagues. 75%+ of Americans are a fan of multiple teams in at least two of the major leagues. And 86% of Americans follow at least one team in a major league, meaning that last night's sports equinox, the 32nd in 54 years, would have been paid attention to by at least 86% of Americans. This is why I've said, one of the reasons that I love sports, and I mean this, one of the reasons that I love sports is it is one of the few places where you can walk into any restaurant, any bar, any nightclub, any establishment, and there's a very good chance that four out of every five people in there at least can talk a sport with you. Four out of five people will at least have one thing in common, which is a love of sports. Do you think that there is anything else right now in America that four out of five people have at least one thing in common? Because I got to tell you, I thought about this last night. I'm like, is there anything that four out of every five Americans have in common? I don't think there is.
To talk about?
Yeah.
Sex.
No, I'm talking. Okay, fair enough. And you know what? I got to tell you, I got a lot of my buddies that are probably hurting on that front right now. I'm going to say solid, maybe. I'm going to say that's the best guess.
Yeah, but they'll still talk about it, though.
That's true. That is, okay, that's fair. That's fair. So two things, sports and relations, not relationships, relations. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You get it. Hey, it's 7:08 in the morning. You've got less than 52 minutes till you have got to work. We have less than 7 minutes to tell you about the three most important things that are happening right now in the world of sports. The three most important things you're going to talk about when you get to the office. The three most important things are all contained in this. Tis indeed the water cooler cheat sheets, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office this morning and start talking sports with your IT guy, your janitor, your coworkers, your supervisor, your manager, your boss, whoever it is that says, hey, what do you say we blow off our responsibilities of life in general and just do whatever the hell we want to do? This is what you're going to be talking about. Let's jump in. Item number one. Two games last night in the professional sporting world. The first was a Monday night football game where the Kansas City Chiefs ended up 28-7 winners over the Washington Commanders. The Commanders did not have starting quarterback Jaden Daniels, missing another game with a hamstring injury. The Commanders optimistic he will return next week in a season where I genuinely thought the Commanders might very well compete for an NFC Eastern Division title. Instead, they find themselves at 3-5 with three consecutive losses to the Chicago Bears, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Kansas City Chiefs, largely because Jaden Daniels has been unavailable. Marcus Mariota was respectable last night for the Commanders. 21 of 30 for 213 and a touchdown, but he was picked twice in this game, which may or may not have been the difference. It at least contributed to it. The other big part that contributed, just 60 total rushing yards last night for the Washington Commanders. And more importantly than that, 28 of those belong to Marcus Mariota, the leading rusher for the Commanders. The Kansas City rush defense, 'twas no joke yesterday evening. Neither was the offense overall for Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, 25 of 34, 299 passing yards, three touchdowns. He was intercepted twice in the game, though they did not have huge consequence in it. Isaiah Pacheco, leading rusher for the Chiefs, 58 yards on 12 carries. Kareem Hunt had 9 for 40. He did score the lone rushing touchdown for Kansas City last night, but it was Travis Kelce having a vintage throwback-style night for the big tight end. 6 grabs, 99 yards, and a touchdown through the air. It was the 83rd career touchdown as a Kansas City Chief for Travis Kelce, now tied with Priest Holmes for the most touchdowns in franchise history, likely at some point this year to become the Chiefs' all-time leading touchdown scorer. Rashee Rice making his return, 9 snags, 93 yards, and a touchdown, as well as hitting a dude in the helmet with the football and getting a taunting flag. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I watched it. I saw the secondary angle. I really don't think it was on purpose. And I'm down to clown on Rashee Rice because I thought those inspirational workout videos were like the dumbest thing an NFL player's done this year. Like, my guy, you almost killed some people and you got suspended. Let's not pretend that like American children should be looking at you like a hero. That's real dumb. Just shut up and come back and play football. However, when he threw the helmet that hit, or threw a football that hit a Commanders player in the helmet, I really do think he was trying to get the ball to the referee that was on the other side and it just blew it.
I think it was taunting.
I mean, maybe it was. He got the 15-yarder.
I'm pretty sure there were words also in there.
Maybe so.
Either
way, got the 15-yarder. Best part of the night was him going over to try to explain it to Andy Reid, and Andy Reid wanted no part of it.
Yeah, but he took him out, and he put him right back in.
He sure did.
So what was the punishment?
Hey, buddy, you got a one-play suspension.
Oh, no. No, it was delayed, the play.
Oh, was he in on the next play?
He was in on the,
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Even better. All right, and in the other professional game that went final last night, the LA Dodgers now lead the World Series 2-1 after an 18-inning game. That is, if you're good at math, baseball games are 9 innings. This went 18 innings. That was 2 baseball games for the price of one that you got to watch last night, or more accurately, that you got to watch most of and then you went to bed and you woke up this morning. Had Robbie B stayed up to watch this entire baseball game and went to bed at its conclusion, I would have been asleep for approximately 1 hour before I got up. I might as well have stayed up and finished the damn game. Had I known it was going 18 and Freddie Freeman was going to walk it off in the bottom of the 18th, I absolutely would have.
Apparently, the MLB doesn't care about the safety of the players because they're
somebody's got to win, dog.
I guess.
Somebody's got to win. It's the World Series. Somebody's got to win the damn thing. Like, if you are a no ties guy, you got to love baseball. Baseball will not have a tie. There are no ties in baseball.
After 14 innings, it should go to a home run derby.
You know what? There is actually a lot of people who have proposed that this year. That you pick a spot somewhere. Maybe you do like 2, 3, 4, 5 innings of extra innings baseball. And if you're still there, let's do a home run. They did that at the All-Star game this year, remember? And it was absolutely electric. Now, granted, it's the All-Star game, and it's the All-Stars.
Yeah, from last hour, you're talking about saving pitchers. That's saving pitchers.
I mean, that's how you do it. At the same time, I got to tell you, like, as good as the Jays are, and they got some dong hitters like Vladdy Guerrero and Bo Bichette, look at the Dodgers lineup. They're 1 through 9 guys that can go. Yeah, that's I don't know.
Is that an excusable absence the next day? Sorry, boss. I mean, you know.
I hope not, because game four is tonight at 8 o'clock. Like, if you're excused absence today, you're just not playing in World Series game number four.
No,
especially
I'm talking about people who were at the game.
Oh.
About going to work.
That's a good question.
Later that day.
Do you think I could have gotten away with a 2:50 a.m. text message to the boss going, hey, man, need a sick day because the MLB World Series Game 3 just ended. It is almost 3 o'clock in the bleeping morning.
Then he would have texted back, DVR, see you in the morning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Dodgers get the 6-5 win. They are up now 2-1 in the World Series. Couple of notes out of this one. Shohei Ohtani, 4 hits last night, had a pair of doubles and a pair of dongs. He is the first player in MLB history to have 4 extra base hits in a World Series game. At this point, between that and also becoming the first pitcher the first player to have 10 strikeouts and a home run in a playoff game, Shohei Ohtani's biography is going to be called "The First Player to Do Everything: The Shohei Ohtani Story." The guy is, stop texting me, the greatest baseball player of all time. That's not a question mark anymore. That is a statement of fact. I don't want to hear a word about Babe Ruth throwing down heaters and eating hot dogs. Shohei Ohtani's the greatest to ever do it, and I am even talking relative to the league he does it in. Mookie Betts had 8 at-bats last night. That's how long this game went on. He went to the dish 8 times. It was ridiculous. The Dodgers ended up using 10 pitchers in this contest. The Jays ended up using 9 before Freddie Freeman walked it off bottom 18. I wish this game started at 4 o'clock so I could have watched it till friggin' midnight. But it started at 8 o'clock and went till 2:50 a.m. Woof. We'll talk more about this later on because the World Series is happening. But we got to get to item number 2. 2 NCAA stories that I'm going to wrap up into item number 2 very quickly. Number 1, the NCAA has lost another lawsuit. They are an impressive 0 for, I think, all of them at this point. Gonzaga forward Tyon Grant Foster has been granted a preliminary injunction by a Spokane County judge allowing him to play for the Gonzaga Bulldogs this season. The NCAA had denied Grant Foster's appeal for an eligibility waiver earlier this month, much like Rasul faced on at South Carolina. Because of some time at a lower level, and then moving up, Grant Foster believed that his waiver, the waiver that was issued from the NCAA, because there's a lawsuit about whether junior college should count towards NCAA eligibility. Because that is all up in the air, the NCAA issued a blanket waiver to all JUCO players over the past couple of years to restore their full 4 years of eligibility. But they issued that blanket after Grant Foster came out of JUCO. So the attorneys took the NCAA to court and said, wait a minute. If you're giving it to them, there's no reason not to backtrack it 1 year and give it to our guy who still would have 1 more year of eligibility. Grant Foster initially played at Indian Hills Community College, transferred to Kansas, played 22 games for the Jayhawks in 2020-21. Then he transferred to DePaul. In the very first game of the 2021-22 season for the DePaul Blue Demons, Grant Foster collapsed in the locker room, was rushed to the hospital, underwent multiple heart surgeries, missed 16 months of basketball. He returned to the court at Grand Canyon for the 23-24 season. That was the year that they went on that NCAA tournament run and had the win over St. Mary's. He was a big part of that. Then he transferred again to Gonzaga. And now he's arguing, I should get 1 more year of eligibility, because that blanket JUCO transfer waiver, the NCAA initially said no. Now a county judge has said, no, actually, it should be that way, meaning he is now eligible. The NCAA does have the right to appeal that decision. We will see if they do and what happens. Gonzaga opens their season in just a few days against Texas Southern, November 3rd. Over in the other NCAA story, Michigan and Wolverines head football coach Sharon Moore have withdrawn their appeals in the NCAA infractions case that's centered on advanced scouting. The NCAA Committee on Infractions. Why did I say NCAA? The NCAA Committee on Infractions announced in August that Michigan had committed multiple level 1 violations. They fined Michigan what might be a total of as much as $30 million, depending on how it works out. Sharon Moore was, of course, hit with a 3-game suspension. He has already served that suspension. Sharon Moore was also levied with a 2-year show cause order, which, of course, if Michigan was to let him go, would make it very difficult for him to get another job down the line. Now Michigan's head coach, and he was the offensive coordinator at the time. Michigan released a press conference last night that said, quote, after careful consideration of the prolonged impact of an appeal on Michigan and our student athletes, we have withdrawn our appeal of the NCAA's infractions, decision, and penalties. Both the school and the coach initially vowed to appeal the penalties. They have now walked back that decision. We will talk more about that later on in the radio broadcast. Now let's finally get to item number three. I've gone back and forth around on this, but I do think this story is interesting enough that I'm going to give you the headline very quickly now, and then we are going to circle back around to talk about this in the very next segment. There was a report last night out of WDSU, which is a news station down in New Orleans, Louisiana, broadcast in southeast Louisiana. Multiple sources confirmed, according to WDSU, that the Lions' share of Brian Kelly's $54 million buyout will be paid by one donor. Listen, I'm going to talk about the what this means for college finances and head coaches and all that, because I do think there's another layer to this, which is the bidding war that is going to be happening with Lane Kiffin coming up very soon here. Here's the question that I have. Mentally, how do you react if you find out that somebody hates your ass enough that they will come off of $50 million for you not to have a job anymore? Like, that's a level of hate that I find commendable. If you hate somebody, you're like, yeah, $50 million to get his ass up out of here? That's impressive. Not just $50 million. He's going to give you $50 million so he doesn't have to look at your face anymore. Nice job, Brian Kelly.
I don't know. That would narrow things down a little, because someone being able to give up 50 and it not hurt them.
I mean, yeah. Like, if you're coming off $50 million, but I got to tell you, even if you have $1 billion, giving somebody $50 million to not be in my face anymore, you don't like that guy.
Well, absolutely.
That's incredible.
Yeah, you're right.
That's incredible. Hey, Brian Kelly, get up on out of town, son.
You also really love your school.
I guess so. We're going to talk about that, because I want to put that in contrast and comparison to what's happening with Lane Kiffin right now. Because I got to tell you, I thought about this a lot yesterday after we had the conversation. Y'all, I think there's about to be a bidding war around Lane Kiffin. I think there's about four schools involved in it, and I think it is going to make hiring college football coaches really, really difficult for everybody who is not the top dogs. We'll talk about that next. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you, the Rob Brown Show, is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you. Be a part of the radio program. 844-326-3663 is the number. 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E is the number. If you'd like to be a part of the show this AM, you can text that number. You can call that number. So, WDSU is a news station out of southeastern Louisiana. It is a respectable news station. This is not a made up on the fly bunch of nobody's little, you know, backwoods station. This is out of southeast Louisiana. So there is a report from WDSU claiming that the majority of Brian Kelly's buyout at LSU, which is $54 million. The majority of that buyout, according to WDSU, will be paid by one private donor. That means one donor is coming off, I would assume, $40+ million of their own money to get Brian Kelly up out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Remember, there was a rumor going around. We talked about this yesterday. There was a rumor going around that members of the LSU athletic department during LSU's loss to Texas A&M at home on Saturday evening, by the way, they don't like losing at night in Death Valley. There was a rumor that some members of the athletic department were going around private boxes in the stadium and asking people, would you be willing to donate a little more cash money to pay Brian Kelly's buyout to get him out of here? And While there is no answer about how many people said yes, as somebody who grew up around LSU, because most of my family, bright enough to go to college, went to it, and the rest were fans anyway, they're very serious about their football. This is why I said yesterday, the downfall of Brian Kelly is not going to be losing games. I mean, that is the trigger. But the downfall of Brian Kelly is the fact that he was able to successfully destroy what was a really good culture, unique, but really good culture around that program, to the point that, much like happens at Clemson, where you can go to any given Saturday on Clemson and any Clemson NFL player that's on the bye week is there. Like, they're just there. They're just there being around the program. LSU was always the same way, and this year they're not. Like, the last couple of years, like, there's no alumni that are showing up at LSU games because Brian Kelly doesn't want them there. He successfully blew up the culture in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The reality for me was the fact that Brian Kelly, in a state that I think is unlike, I'll say most, maybe not all, but most other states, in Louisiana, LSU is the college. It is the school. It is the college. There is no bleed over. Like, you go talk to the high schoolers around Louisiana, they all want to be Tigers, man. That's just how it goes. So LSU has always had an innate ability not just to get big names because they're LSU, but to also have as deep of a roster with those 2- and 3-star guys that you need to fill in the holes as anybody else anywhere, because everybody in the state wants to play there and would be willing to go play there and not play, then go out of state and play for a smaller school somewhere else. And Brian Kelly blew that up. And I think that's ultimately what did him in. Now, the reason that this is interesting to me is I've had the discussion that when you were looking at LSU paying a $54 million buyout to Brian Kelly, when you were looking at Penn State paying a $46 million buyout to James Franklin, when you look at Florida State, who I genuinely believe would love to rid themselves of Mike Norvell, but can't because they can't find the $56 million that they would need to pay his buyout. At some point, I think that schools are going to want to start increasing annual salary but decreasing buyouts. Hey, instead of giving you $13 million a year with a $60 million buyout that decreases by $5 million every year, we would like to give you $22 million annually, but a $10 million buyout if we decide to jettison you at any case. And I do think that there's probably a compromise somewhere down the line of fine, but you are going to offer me a longer-term contract. Now it's going to be you're going to give me a 10-year contract with five of those years fully guaranteed, much like an NFL contract.
I'm going to say, why don't they do what players do and have incentives in there?
So, I suspect that, well, they do. Like, contracts already do. Like,
but make that be more of the contract now, so you don't have to do that payout.
I suspect that will be there. I also suspect, like I said, it'll be longer contracts. I also suspect that it'll be higher annual salaries, but those salaries will be fully guaranteed for X amount of years, right? We're going to give you $20 million instead of the 11 to 12 that are out there right now. And by the way, part of the reason I bring this up is I think we're about to have a bidding war for Lane Kiffin, because I know now, via some conversations with some friends of mine that cover the LSU Tiger football program down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I know that, much like Florida, Lane Kiffin is currently LSU's numero uno target. And Lane Kiffin is a dude that LSU will likely take the mindset of, we're going to make you say no to us. We're going to put a number on the table that is so ridiculous, you will have to declare no. I do not want that. Like, clear and away, because it is better than everybody else. We are going to make you do that. Florida, before all of this, before Brian Kelly got fired, it was reported last week that the University of Florida was ready to offer Lane Kiffin a deal worth an annual $13.5 million annually, making him the highest paid coach in college football. The belief now is that LSU will go higher than that. We'll go like $14, $15 million annually. We're going to make you say no to us to say yes to Florida. And now the rumors that Penn State would like in on the Lane Kiffin sweepstakes as well. The Lane Kiffin sweepstakes with Penn State involved, especially if the rumors are true. And again, I am leaning towards they are. The Lane Kiffin sweepstakes, if Penn State is involved, and if LSU has a private donor paying off the majority of Brian Kelly's buyout, Florida's buyout of Billy Napier is only $22 million, only $22 million. And if indeed, and like I said, if the rumors are true, and I believe they are, Adidas is stepping in to pay the majority of James Franklin's buyout, then the Lane Kiffin bidding wars are going to result in Lane Kiffin becoming the highest paid NCAA football coach.
You have to accept the highest bid, don't you? Because if you don't, then you're never going to get that money again.
Yes and or no, because the thought here would be, for instance, a lot of it is going to be about if you're Lane Kiffin, I assume. And Lane Kiffin told Pat McAfee either yesterday or the day before, it's not about the money. I've never made a decision based on money. And to be honest with you, I don't not believe him. I don't think he left Tennessee to go to USC for money. I don't think he left college football to go to the Raiders for money. I think he did it because he maybe wasn't in a great spot, and he felt like, oh, this is something I really wanted to do. He wanted to be the head coach at USC. That was never a secret. He wanted to coach in the NFL. That was never a secret. And I think he just gave it a run. It didn't work out. He said, I've never been about money. Now, I will also say, it is exhausting. Like, it is exhausting to hear people about to sign a $14.5 plus million dollar a year check say money can't buy happiness. Shut up. Shut up. It can't. But you know what can buy happiness? Not having to worry about the cost of a gallon of milk. Because I got to stretch my dollar, right? Like, shut up. I don't want to hear it. But whatever. I'm Team Lane Kiffin on this. So here's what I'm really interested in. If Adidas is indeed paying James Franklin's buyout, if one private donor is indeed paying the lion's share of Brian Kelly's buyout, and with Billy Napier only having $22 million of buyout, you are talking about Florida, LSU, and Penn State. These are three of the most resource-laden programs in college football. These three schools, I would say all three of them are likely inside of the top five richest college football programs, most resource-laden college football programs of all time. And if that is the case, What does the contract look like for Lane Kiffin? Does it go from 13.5 to we'll give you $22 million a year annually, but we're only going to give you a $15 million buyout? We'll give you $22, but it's going to be a 10-year contract and five are fully guaranteed. I got to tell you, I think we are about to see a dramatic change in the way that that head coaching contracts are structured. And on top of that, what happens for the two of those three schools that don't get Lane Kiffin? Where do they go? What's next? If 20 plus million a year for 10, five fully guaranteed, is that enough to bring Nick Saban out of retirement? Is that enough to bring a name we haven't even talked about, Urban Meyer, out of retirement? And if so, where do they end up? And if so, what does that do for the next crop of head coaches? And do we see more guys start to do the Kurt Cignetti thing and go, nah, I'll just take 12 and a half annually from smaller schools, believing that now with a bigger playoff field, I can get them in. We can do something like the Indiana Hoosiers are doing. Man, this is going to be wild, dog. I'm excited to watch this play out. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
FANFONE. If you'd like to be a part of the program, send your text or call that number. Get on the air with us. Texter said, where do you think James Franklin will end up? Could he coach well in the SEC? I think James Franklin can coach well anywhere. And I think that there are SEC jobs he could get. But I think those SEC jobs are like Kentucky. Those SEC jobs are like Arkansas. Do I think James Franklin's getting an LSU or a Florida job? No, I don't.
All right, correct me if I'm wrong. He was at Vanderbilt, right?
He was at Vanderbilt.
So why would he want to go back to that level?
Because he may not have other options. Like, what school with national championship aspirations, and keep in mind, the belief of the concept of national championship aspirations, the belief has changed. Right? Because now you're looking at a 12-team playoff field. The scope of teams that believe that they could be a national championship team is wider than it ever has been before. Georgia Tech is now in that group. Vanderbilt is now in that group. The Indiana Hoosiers are now in that group. So any team that has national championship aspirations, Ole Miss is in that group. Even if Lane Kiffin does leave, even if Lane Kiffin takes a $22 million with a 10-year guarantee and five of it fully guaranteed, or he takes a $15 million, but it's a traditional contract, even if he leaves, Ole Miss still, because of Lane Kiffin, believes we get a coach and we have got national championship ability in us. If you are a team that believes national championship is a reality, even if it's a once in a blue moon we make a run, you believe it's a possibility. And you know how college football fans work. You know how college football administrators work. Why would anybody spend the money to go get James Franklin? The only reason I can come up with is James Franklin is willing to coach on a half discount because he's still getting paid by Penn State.
Here's the reason why you go get James Franklin, because whether you believe he wins the big game or not, and I guess it's been proven, he wins a lot of games.
So he wins a lot of games.
If you're a team who doesn't do that, and you can look at that guy and go, that guy.
Oh, I agree with that.
He is. He's won in the SEC. He's won in the Big Ten. I think he goes to the ACC.
I agree with that.
And what teams are available in the ACC?
I would agree with that, but here's the thought.
So him at Florida State. Florida State's not going to be happy about it.
No, they're not, because even though it has been.
Also,
hang
the
on,
ACC.
Let me finish.
Easiest path to the playoff is the ACC.
Because Florida State still believes, even with a 2-10 year last year, even with a 3-9, maybe 4-8, at absolute best 5-7 year this year, Florida State still believes this is on Norvell. We are a team that is capable of competing for a national championship every year. James Franklin is going to end up. I think the ACC is a great landing spot for James Franklin. I agree with that part. But James Franklin is going to end up somewhere with a place that has no culture developed underneath it. As much as the structure of Florida State has been knocked down, Florida State still has, in their opinion, and I would agree with this, they still have an underlying culture of blue blood success down there. Now it's just a matter of, can you sweep away the debris of the Mike Norvell, Willie Taggart years, get a new guy in there, and start the process of building on the culture. James Franklin's a guy who is going to build you an excellent culture from the ground up, and he's going to build you a good, solid one bedroom, one bathroom, but he's never going to build you the mansion. He's going to get you a nice little starting spot. He's going to get you a starter house. But he's not going to take you up to the Ritz, man. You're not moving on up to the east side with James Franklin. He's going to build you a nice starter house, and that's going to be it. So a school that has a foundation and a starter house and believes we just need the right guy and we're in the national championship, that's not the spot. So where would James Franklin land? Virginia Tech? Arkansas? Right? Like, Arkansas is in a spot right now. Yes, the Razorback fans believe that they have. We just got to find the right coach. And we can be a national championship contender. The difference between them and Florida State is FSU's got one in the last two decades. FSU's been to a bunch in the last three. They've been in the mix. And even in years where they haven't won one or competed for one, they've been a playoff team. They've been a BCS team. They've been there. Arkansas has it. So I think from a neutral perspective, Arkansas is a great landing spot. Virginia Tech's a great landing spot.
The top ACC spot would be Florida State. They still have a coach, apparently.
They do, because they can't find one guy willing to pay the lion's share of that buyout. But even still, Florida State fans believe, and I don't think they're wrong, Florida State fans believe we have got a national championship foundation laid. We don't need a guy because he averages 10. We need a guy that we think can win a title. And at the end of the day, you might go, well, wait a minute, Rob, like, how do you land on a Kurt Cignetti, a Brent Key, a Clark Lee? Well, the answer is Florida State's going to have to try to play that game, because they're not necessarily a school that is going to be able to. I mean, if they can't afford Mike Norvell's buyout, they certainly can't afford to get into the Lane Kiffin sweepstakes and also be paying Mike Norvell's buyout. The problem they had when they split with Jimbo Fisher and he went to Texas A&M, the problem that they had was the budget wasn't there, and they had to go with a budget higher. And because they fired Willie Taggart and they had to give him a buyout, not a big one, but a buyout nonetheless, Mike Norvell was a budget hire. Florida State does not want to go budget higher because they believe, hey, if we do it again and we don't get it right. Now, there are some budget hires, Brent Key, Clark Lee, Kurt Cignetti. These are all budget hires that worked out. And it took them to the best those three programs have ever been, to the point that, again, Indiana's coming off a $96 million contract right now. Paying Kurt Cignetti, what was it, $11.5 million annually, $11.9 annually? Florida State believes the foundation is still there. Why would you, if you believe the national championship foundation is still there, you have two options, which is you go roll the dice on a coordinator, on a lower level coach that has got some high results, has won a bunch of games, has won some titles, like, I don't know, Dan Lanning, who Oregon picked up from Georgia after he coordinated some championship runs and a trophy. Dan Lanning is at Oregon because of his success at Georgia. And they got Dan Lanning initially on a pretty good value for a school that now is about to have to, especially if he was to win a title this year, make Dan Lanning the highest paid head coach in college football. Florida State's got to go that path. So why would you go with a guy like James Franklin, who showed you, yeah, I get you 10 wins, but like, you're never winning the conference. You're never winning a natty. You're never winning playoff games. Like, we'll get you close, but no cigar. They'll take a risk to try to find the next Dan Lanning and do what Oregon did. That is why I do think James Franklin is coaching again, and honestly, maybe as early as next season. But he's going to have to go somewhere that doesn't have that culture enshrined, doesn't have a fan base that believes we are a good head coach away from being a national championship contender. Because if that is the mindset of the boosters, and again, at the heart of this conversation are boosters. It is the boosters that figured out a way to get Lane Kiffin paid at Ole Miss. It is the boosters who figured out a way to get Brian Kelly fired, even if it's just one. If boosters are, if you have a booster that has one guy in it that says, we're so damn close and Brian Kelly's the one thing and I'm willing to spend $50 million to prove it, to get him up out of Dodge, that's a fan base that's not going to have a hard time or a problem coming up with the money to make Lane Kiffin or whoever the highest paid head coach. James Franklin's going to get a job because of two reasons. A school like a Virginia Tech, a school like an Arkansas, he can sell it as, I'm going to get you 10 wins. I'm going to get you to where you're getting 10 wins every year. Kids like me, I recruit well, they want to play for me. I will get you to where you get to 10 wins. And then after I get you there, then you can find the guy that will take you from 10 wins to 12. Or 15, or whatever number you want to throw in there. That's going to be the reality around James Franklin. That's Arkansas. That's Virginia Tech. That's Stanford. That's, who else? UCLA. UCLA would be a great landing spot. Why? James Franklin's got a ton of familiarity in the Big Ten, but he's on the other side of the country, so he's recruiting an entirely different geographical area locally. He's going to have resources because, shockingly, UCLA's got pretty good resources available there. Like, UCLA would be a great landing spot. Cal would be a great landing spot. Stanford would be a great landing spot. If Frank Reich isn't going to stick around, which right now he probably is. I look at schools like that, and I say, and I'll go one step further. This is not to say that there is a coaching change, because there can't, shan't, and won't be. South Carolina would be a great landing spot for James Franklin, because you have to build the culture. And Shane's been doing a great job building the culture. But the culture at some point either translates to wins or it's not a culture. Like, you know what I mean? I will say this. This is, I think, though it came at a really inopportune time and place, I think that's what Mark Stoops was kind of saying a couple of years ago when he kicked off the baby rivalry between the Gamecocks and the Wildcats, when he said there is a difference between culture change and climate change. Culture change eventually starts turning into wins. And first you lose big, then you lose small, then you win big. Culture change is what turns into wins. Climate change does not. Climate change gives you the feel goods. It makes you feel all warm and fuzzy. You go, man, I have super duper fun watching my team play, but it doesn't translate to wins. Culture change translates to wins. James Franklin is a culture changer. He is a culture builder, but it's not going to translate to the highest level of wins. However, he can get you to that spot where you're ready to go to the next level. Penn State's ready to go to the next level. Vanderbilt was ready to go to the next level when he left, and it took them a little while to find Clark Lea. But once they got to Clark Lea, Vanderbilt's gone to the next level. That's what James Franklin is. That is not a spot that right now you can say Shane Beamer is successful. I would argue right now, maybe, even though it got his ass handed to him by saying it, maybe Mark Stoops kind of had a point. Maybe it's truly just climate change in South Carolina, not a true culture change, because culture change has to eventually turn into wins. If you were And I know that there is a minority of you, but I know there are some South Carolina Gamecock fans that are ready to move on from Shane now. They're like, okay, this was it. Like, this was the year to show growth. And in fact, if anything, you showed regression from last year. Like, you took a big step back. Not because you have less talent, but just the way the team operates is less good than it was last year. If you wanted to move on, James Franklin would be a primo candidate for South Carolina. Let him build you to where you are a 10-2 team, where you are threatening a conference title every now and then. And then once that's established, ingrained, enshrined, and has momentum and an upward trajectory that is consistent and staying in that direction, then you go, all right, James, thanks for coming. Now we've got the culture. Now we win. Now we're a winner. Now top-level candidates moving forward that can win the big game, now they'll be interested in us. That's how you get to that point. You should already have some level of attraction just by having SEC resources behind you. But you got to build a culture, a foundation of winning to become that next level attractive. Florida State feels like they are there. That's why James Franklin's not a name that's going to be thrown in there. South Carolina, if you are out on Shane Beamer, Franklin will be a great landing spot. If you're not in...
Are there Vegas odds about where he'll go?
Yeah, there are. I'll look at those during the break, as a matter of fact. But... we got to take a break. When we come back, third hour of the show, I got some clips for you in the audio blitz coming up next. We'll talk a little bit more about this. We'll get some NFL talk in here. We'll get some World Series talk. It's going to be a busy day here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Nah, let's take a listen to a championship caliber sports flash, shall we?
Definition of playing hurt. It took two full baseball games to find the winner of Game 3, but the Dodgers used a Freddie Freeman walk-off homer in the bottom of the 18th inning to take a 6-5 win over Toronto and a 2-1 World Series lead. LA used 10 pitchers and Toronto used 9 to get to the finish line with a total 31 combined hits between the two teams. Game 4 is tonight at 8. Kansas City Chiefs wrapped up the NFL weekend with a 28-7 win over the Commanders. Patrick Mahomes had 3 touchdowns and 299 yards, but was picked off twice. Travis Kelce had a throwback night with 99 receiving yards and his 83rd career touchdown, tying him with Priest Holmes for most in franchise history. Charlotte FC will begin their march through the MLS playoffs tonight with a first-round matchup against New York City FC in North Carolina. The team split their regular season games 1-1 this year, each with a 2-0 win.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.